Do you know what is the date today?
April 15th.
It's tax season.
Oh, is that today?
Good news!
It's been postponed.
Postponed?
When is it?
I'm not sure.
Well, if we wait till tax day, I'm sure the tax man will show up.
He's the tax man!
Well, you can relax.
So, we'll just have a normal day.
Enjoy ourselves and then worry about all this later?
Sounds like a plan.
Ready when you are.
Copy.
All right, start the show.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, but remember, you have until May now, which I'm a little confused. Why did we have to push the tax date back? Don't get me wrong. My husband forgot about it, so we haven't even started our taxes yet, so that's a good thing. But, you know, why did it have to be put back? I mean, as far as everybody can see, aren't we back to normal? Oh, welcome to Biden's America and his FBI. Mother of four who stopped Capitol protesters from breaking windows, raided. She faces 55 years in prison. Because the media calls her an insurrectionist. Her four daughters just call her mom, single mother, by the way. As she's trying to stop protesters from doing damage, as we know, were Antifa and BLM members dressed as Trump supporters, anarchists in general. Yeah, she's the one who faces time. Welcome to Biden's America. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Is Governor Sisolak's announcement to reopen Nevada just a political chess move? Sorry, there's no T in chess. Chess move? Brain's a little foggy right now. What do you think? Kind of stole the thunder from counties out there that were trying to reopen and show their constituents, look, we're trying to do something. Which was literally nothing. What do you think? 991fmtalk.com. Yesterday's poll question also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. We thank them. Should we legislate morals? 92% of those participating said no. 8% said yes, but we legislate morals every day. It's very interesting what people say they want and what they vote for and who they vote for. Let me tell you this. In the next round of elections, I think the platform just needs to be whether you're running for Reno City Council, Washoe County Commission, anywhere in the counties here in Northern Nevada, making Nevada a Second Amendment sanctuary state rather than an illegal alien sanctuary state. That's what I'm going to be listening for. The people who understand that their rights are being removed at every level of government, that's who I want to hear from running for office. Monica, good Thursday to you. Hopefully better today. So Biden administration accusing Russia of voter corruption in last election. LOL, so hypocritical. Hopefully Russia will prove to the U.S. it was the left and the news media outlets who committed voter fraud in this last election. Well, let me tell you, the people of Russia love Putin. And I don't know if it's so hypocritical that Biden would accuse them of that. Because that's not really hypocrisy for them. That is just what they do. Accuse everyone around you of exactly what you are doing and then make a big stink about it. Everything they accused Trump of doing, they were doing. What'd Pelosi call it? The reverse the reverse slander. She laid it out there for everybody. You'd think with all the truth coming out now about Hunter Biden's laptop, he wouldn't be pointing accusing fingers. I just find it very interesting that all these other things keep popping up that we completely ignore, that officials have come out and said that, well, yeah, it is Hunter's laptop. Huh? Yeah, those pictures are real. It's mind-boggling. It truly is. Rules for thee and not for me. Wow. Ta-da, FBI, full-blown idiots. Not all of them. That's funny. Thank you. Yes, divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. I would rather have Putin as our president. You know, Putin's a strong man. He doesn't put up with this garbage. If you watch other countries' news, don't watch ours, you can see that it's actually Biden who is pushing for a war. He is antagonizing. As we prepare for a war here in this country, I mean, we are at literal chaos. And the spark is going to be, I still believe, the Chauvin case. Could it be the Chauvin case? Should it be the Supreme Court packing? This is just, at what point is it going to stop? Well, it's not going to. The hardest part of all of this is trying to figure out who you can trust. So I take a little longer look at anybody that the media is attacking. Matt Gaetz. Project Veritas. Got it on tape. They're literally making stuff up about this guy because he's too popular. He's too popular of a conservative. And he's young. So he could be in there for a while. Ron DeSantis. Too popular as a governor. He might have a chance of being president someday. Going against everything Democrats believe in. Lockdowns, vaccine passports. He's going against all of it. And he's winning. And his state is winning. So what do places like CNN need to do and the other mainstream media outlets? They need to take them down. It's all propaganda. When you see this happening, know that these people are on the right track. If you see the mainstream media siding with certain individuals, maybe Mitch McConnell, that's when you should, you know, lift an eyebrow. I think it is so funny how stupid they think that we really are. It's getting really bad out there. But the only thing that I ask you is to not buy in to the BS. It's interesting that how many months now, how many weeks has it been since the Capitol? I'm just going to start calling it a situation. Because it seems like every day, more and more information comes out. And now it's come out that those officers were told to stand down. Do we get this country back? That's up to you. If we can sit, if we just sit and keep doing what we're doing, no. Because not enough people understand what is really going on. They honestly look at all of the different government agencies, every level, and they think it's just Republicans versus Democrats. Like, seriously? And it's not. It goes much deeper than that. It is Americans versus communists. And Americans, I tell you, you can be on any side of the aisle. You just have to let your voice be heard that you're not going to put up with this communism anymore. That's why Democrats literally eat their own, eat their young, and punish them if they don't toe the party line. Kristen Sinema, Arizona. She's got a voice of her own, which I don't agree with everything she pushes, but hey, at least she stands up to the party. It's very interesting to watch the reactions of Democrats when someone in their party goes against them. Nancy Pelosi is such a joke. Did you see her latest? Oh, had I run into those people in the Capitol, I would have beaten them with my stiletto. Oh. All anybody would have had to have done was pull out a travel bottle of vodka and throw it in a corner. She would have been gone. Just my opinion. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back with some really cool stuff for you on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Mulder.
Yes, Scully.
Did you hear that?
Sounded like a click.
Yeah. Then nothing.
I think they disconnected our UFO detecting soup can.
Try trust no one.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, and it is Recall Thursday. You know what that means. Cash. Money. Yes! Recall Thursday, giving you a chance to win if you can recall what's been going on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. We're going to give you a chance to win that cash, but you're just going to have to wait. Oh, I love making people wait for things. Well, what I'm not going to make you wait for is the good news and the bad news. So we hit a threshold of the legislative session, and there is some good news. So some of the bills that passed away, literally died in committee. Thank goodness. If you didn't know, April 9th was the deadline that required all bills, with the exceptions of the ones which are resolutions, constitutional amendments, budget bills, bills with money attached, or exempt bills. So that's a lot. They were supposed to have passed out of the first committee, which means that many of the original 1,142 bills are now dead. So the next deadline that we look at is the 20th. That's when all bills that pass committee must pass the entire Senate or Assembly, depending on where they started. Now, because we keep focusing on the bills that are still alive, I want to tell you about a few of the bills that have died. And then hopefully that will give you the feeling that you're making a difference. SB 2 would have repealed the good provision from the last session that required high school students to pass at least 50% of the questions on the citizenship test for new immigrants. This portion of the bill was deleted, so the test remains. That is good news. Great news, SB 10. SB 10 would raise property taxes on single-family homes and commercial property, putting all at the 3% or 8%. It's dead. It's gone. Will it return? Do Democrats want your money? SB 11 increases government services tax, car registration, and Reno and Sparks. Well, that is now officially dead. SB 73, tax increases, City of Reno. This bill would allow the City of Reno to establish a committee to recommend the increase of taxes, including transient lodging, supplemental government services tax, transfer tax, real estate property sales tax, all that good stuff. Well, it is now dead. So see, your phone calls, your emails, we thought for sure, especially these tax bills, were going to be top of the list to get out. So congratulations. We'll go over a few more in the next half hour, but I want to go to the talk and text lines and check in with Lynn this morning. Lynn wants to talk about the police. Hi, Lynn. Thanks for being on the program.
Oh, you bet, and Godspeed with your health there. Get well real soon. I once again, with my brain picking at things, I have sort of taken notice as to some of these incidents that are happening in these police altercations, and it seems to me that in many of these situations, they're raising the level of martyrdom to the death of some of these individuals. And that fuels the violence, and then the remedy is supposed to be social, as in socialism justice, which I'm very much opposed to. But on the other hand, when I am looking at this, I am really thinking that why is it when you are pulled over that any reasonable-minded person wants to cooperate? I mean, isn't that what it's all about? Since when have we lost our minds and decided that, no, I'm going to make a run for it, and maybe I'll be a martyr on television, and I'll sue and get a bunch of money for the cause? I mean, this is sick.
Well, it's it goes further than that, Lynn, because these people, you know, you're right. They tried to come out with, you know, this guy, oh, his mother comes on camera, oh, it was just a traffic stop, and now my baby's dead. It wasn't just a traffic stop. That's what the media wants you to believe. This guy had warrants out for him. You know, why would you have three officers there at the scene if it were just a traffic stop? No, they were prepared for this guy.
Yeah, and if people don't know that, you know, you're supposed to cooperate when the police pull you over, then maybe that's what they need to start teaching in the schools.
Well,
because obviously there's something that's just really missing in a lot of these people's mental capacity.
No, because if you look at the differences in culture, it's actually been taught by the families not to trust the police, not to, you know, if, you know, hey, try not to get pulled over. That's what I'm saying. Lynn, I got to let you go. I got to do a Fox News break here, but thank you for at least paying attention and picking up on that. Because now we're finding out that this guy, his teacher was George Floyd's girlfriend? What? Is this all connected? I got to do more research on this, but this is just beyond weird. And that's why I say be ready. Because they're just looking for the excuse to light the match. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Today's poll question, is Governor Sisolak's announcement to reopen Nevada just a political chess move? Huh, I wonder if he's thinking about re-election.
Well, I kept you all safe and I opened back up the state. Uh-huh.
Just curious. 991FMTalk.com. You can answer the question there. Yesterday's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City as well. Should we legislate morals? 92% of those participating said no. Yet we do. We legislate a lot of morals. So I find it quite interesting that we say one thing and we want one thing, but we vote for another. Speaking of voting, down on the House floor in Washington, D.C., they're looking at making Washington, D.C. a state. So that's on the floor of the House right now. They're getting ready to vote on that. While we're looking at voting on taking away Second Amendment rights. Yep. Assembly Bill 286. Please contact not just the committee members. Contact every single Democrat, every single Republican I mean, this is just wrong. It's beyond wrong. You would think it would be impossible to misunderstand or misinterpret shall not be infringed upon. They weren't talking about hunting. They weren't talking about muskets. Our founding fathers knew exactly what the future would hold. And they tried to put a provision in place that protected all of us. And Democrats do nothing but try to remove it bit by bit, piece by piece. NVFAC PAC. Get with them, sign up. You know, to be a part of these different firearm arms groups, there's somebody that you can always work with. Some people have a sour taste on the NRA right now, but you know what? When it comes to the legislative committees of the NRA, they've never let us down. Leadership has, but not Isla. If you don't want to work with them, that's fine. Work with the Nevada Firearms Coalition. Work with Gun Owners of America. But we need to make sure that this stops, and this stops now. You interested in some money? I know I am. Oh, love it. Sorry, I had to take a swallow there. Getting a little choked up. I just received a text from somebody that I have not heard this. I don't know anything about it. So I don't even know how I will be able to look into it. BC sent me a text. Hello, do you know anything about 8 busloads of illegals to Reno? My response was no, but it wouldn't surprise me. Where do you think that hundreds of thousands of illegals that have come across the border since Biden took the reins, where do you think they're going? They're not all being processed there in Texas. No, they get a COVID test, and then before they get their results, they get, you know, shipped off to every place else. Planes, trains, automobiles. It's a whole new kind of movie. Would they be bused to Nevada? I could totally see that. Why do you think we're trying so hard, or the Democrats are trying just so hard, to make this a sanctuary state? That's the problem. We keep electing people who have no problem pandering to not only Democrats, but to illegals. I don't care if you want to play nice or what, or it's how the game is played. No Republican ever should have signed on to the Office of New Americans. It boggles my mind. And what boggles my mind even more is their justification for it. I get it. You always want to justify mistakes. But this one you can't. Because now our state is being overrun. It was bad enough that we had years that we were safe from measles because of quality tested vaccinations from the measles. You know, it used to be kids just got a shot for a couple of things. Now, if you are not a parent, if you have a baby, look at how many shots they have to have. These babies are pin cushions. Don't even give them the opportunity for their immune system to build up. And people wonder why there's an increase of autism and Sid's death and on and on and on. Sorry. Just received a text. We aren't electing these idiots. The Dems cheat during the elections. Yeah, I know. And that's why we need to get rid of Dominion. Why is nobody talking about this? Why is nobody talking about Dominion? Well, because the Democrats are in charge. You know, it's funny how the Republicans now are torn because the Nevada GOP censured the Secretary of State for not objecting. Well, now the chairman of the Central Committee is saying we don't agree with that. And if we want Republicans elected, we need to stop attacking Republicans. I don't know if I agree with that. Because there are a lot of Republicans out there who are making bonehead decisions. All in the name of going along to get along to maybe get their bill heard. Well, how'd that work for you this session? How many Republican bills got heard, even got out of the drawer? I just find it so hard to believe that these people are so trusting that every time a Democrat says, oh, well, we'll work with you on this if you work with us on that, that you believe that, that you don't think that's a flat-out lie. That's got to be one of the first things they teach you in how to become a Democrat, is how to do bold-faced lies to people right in their face and keep a straight face. It's pretty pathetic. So, thank you for that text. That made me laugh. Concerning the busload, hey, you're stealing my thunder here. I said this yesterday. Concerning the 8 busloads of illegals coming to Reno, they need people to work at the casinos. I said that yesterday. They know where they can go and, you know, be supported. So tomorrow's poll question, somebody is suggesting, is do we need to get rid of the Dominion voting system? I've done that question before, and it was pretty much 98% yes. I've got a Democrat lurking out there in the midst. They have to listen to what I say so they can twist it and spread it amongst their party. So we'll see. We can talk about it amongst ourselves all we want, but until someone in some sort of power actually suggests it, either on a nationwide level or on a state level, How will we ever, ever be confident in our elections? I know one thing, when I get my ballot that I request, I will be very clearly filling it out properly and then hand delivering it to the registrar. I'm not putting it in any drop boxes, not on the side of the roads or at polling locations. I'm not going to be using an electronic machine, which really sucks because I honestly thought they were safe until all the evidence has been coming out. I thought Nevada had us taken care of, but when you learn how the fraud is done, that receipt right there going along for you to check, that means nothing. Unless you have a physical audit, it means nothing. And that's really disappointing. Because you would think just as much as Republicans, just as much as anybody, independents, that Democrats would want fair elections as well. You would think that that wasn't a partisan issue, but I guess not. Because if that's the only way you can win, you go with the only way you can win. So it's going to be interesting to see how they do all those recall votes in California for Newsom. I hope it's a hand count. And I think it's getting pretty damn close because that man is getting pretty nervous. It's going to be interesting to see how a state like California can recall one of the most despicable governors in this country. And yet, here in this state, where we have his pool boy, we can't get it done. You know Sisolak turns to him. He's just doing what he's told. Just curious as who told him to actually open up the state or you're going to not win re-election. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. And, you know, I do have to send out a huge, huge apology. I am sitting on hundreds and hundreds of emails that I have not been able to get back to. And I tell you, once I turn this microphone off, I am back to chicken soup and water and just trying to make myself better. So I have been turning off all the electronics, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. As soon as I can. Normally I go through the texts during the show, but that's pretty much it. So I want to do something for you right now because it pays to listen closely to news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. So it's Recall Thursday, and you have the opportunity to win cash right now if you text the correct answer to 884-9910 in 90 seconds. Every weekday morning, you start your day with the news that happened overnight and the biggest news stories of the day. What time does the show start And what is the name of the show? If you haven't won in the last 30 days, text your FM News Talk recall answer again to 884-9910. Good luck to you. Oh, and by the way, do not drive and text. So if you need to, pull over. You got 90 seconds to do it starting now. Good luck to you. It's the Monica Jay Show, and we've got more coming up for you in the next hour, including we'll take a check of our poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Is Governor Sisolak's announcement to reopen Nevada just a political chess move? You know, it looks like the counties were standing up to him. Huh. Could it be he just decided to steal their thunder? Does that make him look better or worse? Really, why has it taken this long? Today's question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be right back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you for being here today.